All right. Scheduling. Is there really any advantage to it? Well, to reduce the low-level stressors that often affect us, we can take an inventory of what trips us up the most. For example, if routine responsibilities like cooking dinner get you frazzled, plan a weekly menu on Sunday night. On Sunday night, plan the menu for the entire week, without a doubt. Spending 10 minutes on Sunday planning a menu for the week helps make the week go by much better. A schedule. So what else can you schedule? All right. So we air our grievances by breathing. We take phone breaks. We create schedules. Fourthly, prioritize our to-do list. Some of you have heard me talk about that before. If you're someone who feels pressure to accomplish the task on your to-do list ASAP, then create two separate lists, a to-do list and a to-do soon list for the tasks that can wait. With both lists going, you can stop worrying that you're going to forget something. I tell you, that's amazing, too. I'll be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I have found that it is a tremendous pressure reducer just knowing that I don't have to expend the mental energy, the brain power, trying to be sure that I'm going to remember all the things I'm supposed to be doing today, all the things I'm supposed to be doing this week. When I write it down, I know I'm not going to forget because I know I'm going to be referring back to the list that I've written down. That takes tremendous pressure off my brain. But let me tell you what else takes even more pressure off my brain. When I don't have to look at the list and decide, okay, now which of these am I supposed to be doing first? What am I supposed to do second? And what am I supposed to do third? Because sometimes when I'm writing down all the things that I need to do, what I need to do doesn't come to my mind in the order in which I need to do it. So I may have five or six things on the to-do list, and I was just writing them down as they came to me. Then I look at that list and say, oh, wait a minute, hold up. I need to do this first. And then I'll start numbering. I do this first, this second, this third, this fifth. It doesn't matter what order they're actually written in. Now, at this point, what matters is the order that they're numbered in. Because I may have written this as the second item on the list, but I may have it numbered as the fifth task to complete. I don't have to be thinking about all of that because I numbered them when I prioritized. I don't have to use any brain injury trying to remember what comes next. I don't have to expend any brain energy thinking to myself in the back of my mind, oh, man, I hope I remember that. I hope I get that right. And trying to rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. Forget about that. Let me just put down this list in writing, prioritize it in writing, and now rather than trying to go over and over, my mind is free to be thinking about other things because I know I'm taking the list with me and I'm going to refer back to it, PRN. As they say in the medical field, as needed. All right, so we air our grievances by breathing. We take phone breaks. We create a schedule. We prioritize our to-do list. Other thing to keep in mind, very often we have options, so we need to exercise our options. Choose a move every day. Exercise, exercise, exercise. The recommended 150 weekly minutes of moderately intense physical activity, such as brisk walking, produces endorphins. Those feel-good brain chemicals to help you feel calm and help you sleep better. In turn, help keep stress at bay. So exercise, exercise, exercise. Air your grievances through breathing. Take phone breaks. Create a schedule. Prioritize your to-do list. Exercise. One of the things that is important about that is to make sure that you pick activities that you enjoy. That's right. Jogging in place, jogging outdoors, riding your bike, whether it's a stationary bike or a moving bike, lifting weights, something that gets you moving, that helps you get out of your brain and into your physical body. Exercise. All right, and here's the last one. I told you it's going to be much less than 30. Focus on having more fun. The more you take care of yourself and the more you're experiencing pleasure, the less reactive you'll be to outside stressors, according to Dr. Funt. So consider the various stressful parts of your life. Figure out how to make them more enjoyable. So that might mean tweaking a hectic commute. My heart goes out to you, though, those of you who have 1 hour and 2 hour commutes, 3 hour commutes. So one of the things that some people do, I've talked with people who do this, they get audiobooks going. And they're listening to their audiobooks, which they enjoy, while they're on the road. What about music? Listen to your favorite music, your favorite music, the music that works for you. And again, the focus here isn't music. The focus is on having fun, having more fun, having more fun. So what can we do to reduce the stress? Well, we can air our grievances by breathing, breathing exercises. What else? There you go. Take those phone breaks. Leave that phone put up. What else can we do? We can create a schedule. We can prioritize our to-do list. We can exercise, and we can focus on having more fun. You did well, everyone. Showed up, did well. Keep those in mind. Keep those in mind. Let's do it. Sometimes some of the simplest steps can be some of the most significant steps to take in helping us live better lives and encouraging and inspiring others to do so as they see our example. Reducing the stress for ourselves and for others. In the process, letting some of life's best moments, restful moments, calm moments come to us so they can then come through us. Till next time.